This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The self-proclaimed white supremacist accused of last month's deadly mass shootings at two New Zealand mosques is to be kept in custody until June 14th. 28-year-old Australian Brenton Harris Tarrant appeared in court via video link at the High Court in Christchurch Friday morning, local time. The judge ordered a mental health assessment of the suspect, who appeared from Auckland, New Zealand, where he's in custody. 50 people died and many more were injured March 15th when a gunman opened fire at two mosques in Christchurch. Tarrant was expected to be charged with 50 counts of murder and 39 counts of attempted murder. The first official report on the crash of an Ethiopian jet says the crew followed the correct procedures. Reuters' Mia Wormersley reports.
A preliminary report into the Ethiopian Airlines crash concludes that the plane repeatedly nosedived before it crashed and has called on Boeing to review the control system of its 737 MAX 8 aircraft.
It is recommended that the aircraft flight control system relative to the flight controllability shall be reviewed by the manufacturer.
At a briefing on Thursday, the Ethiopian Minister of Transport said the jet was in good condition and airworthy, adding that Flight 302 took off normally at first. 157 passengers and crew of 37 nationalities were killed.
That's Reuters' Mia Wormersley reporting. NATO foreign ministers met in Washington Thursday to celebrate the alliance's 70th anniversary. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo opened the meeting with an appeal for unity to confront great power challenges from Russia, China, and Iran. After the meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the members agreed on action to confront a more assertive Russia. In Washington, this is VOA News.